Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Scott Arno joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. He is the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. He's one of the top cybersecurity, highly credentialed experts on in the galaxy. Scott, thanks again for being here. Ransomware is the gift that keeps on giving for the cyber bad guys, isn't it?
It really is. We've spoken about this so many times, and it just keeps getting worse. Some of the numbers came out for last year. It was found that over $350 million were paid out in crypto payments for the ransoms. That's a 300% rise. And keep in mind, those are just the organizations that report. The reported number was about 2,400. That's way, way low, because a lot of them are from organizations that are mandated to report when they get hit. So of the 2,400, it was about 1,700 was schools, colleges, universities,
right.
About another, I think, 560-something was hospitals. And the thing is, you're going, oh, wow, I guess that wasn't many normal companies. Yes, it was. A lot of them just didn't report it. What will happen is they'll get hit with something big. They don't want to reveal it to their customers. From an incentive standpoint, typically cyber insurance companies would tell them to just pay it, keep it quiet, get it going, keep their business going. What's recently come out has been a ransomware task force from an organization called the Institute for Security and Technology. And they're looking at this as a pretty big problem, not just a case by case, but a comprehensive issue, because the numbers just keep growing. And the thing is, as the payments go out, it winds up funding more and more of it. The problem just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Let me stick another thing in here along that line is that on the global front, there's a subset of the UN that measures GDP in countries around the world, and there's a proposal in front of them to make cybercrime, sex trafficking, and things like that a legitimate, measurable part of those of third world countries' economies.
Wow.
Because some of these countries, they don't make anything, but they do. You know them. I mean, you know them better than I do. You know the countries where cybercrime emanates from more than any other. We know where the sex crimes comes from more than others. It's a high part. It's a big part of their economy, but yet they don't get to report it. And there's actually consideration for this.
Interesting. I know there's in a number of countries they'll actually have dedicated government units or, you know, quasi-government units where they're behind bringing in money through, quote-unquote, any means necessary.
Right.
And North Korea has a unit like that, which basically part of their any means necessary is a lot of what you just listed, cyber attacks, et cetera.
Yeah. So how can we protect ourselves? Let's say it again. We've said it a million times. Let's say it again.
Well, we're talking about ransomware in particular. A lot of what the task force is about is trying to set up a global cooperation to go after it. In terms of your own business, what's very important is making sure that, A, your stuff is well defended, B, your stuff is properly backed up, and that doesn't just mean you have a nearby connection to back up your disk, because if that's the case, what will happen is the ransomware will hit that too. It has to be separate from the system.
It has to be disconnected.
And that's not usually... Yeah, it's not usually something you're going to do yourself, so that's definitely talk to a security expert for that. And certainly once an attack happens, bring in expertise right away. Often what will happen if you have cyber liability insurance, they will actually have a response team going. And in a worst-case scenario, they'll have to strip down your systems basically all the way to the studs and rebuild it, which is no fun. Even if you do wind up paying out and they theoretically give you your data back, you still have to rebuild your systems, which is a very expensive proposition. And I should add, there was a study that came out last week from a vendor called Sophos noting that of the companies that did pay out the ransom, 92% of them did not get all of their data back. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Even if they're giving it back to you, it might not all be usable.
There was a time when there was some kind of expectation of honesty by these guys. That's pretty funny, right? Now I don't think that's the case. And by the way, Sophos has been here. We've had the Sophos folks on the show reporting on that before. Hey, Scott, good job today. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all the great reports. TheSecurityAdvocate.com. Scott, we thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jim.
Scott Arnow, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to follow him, TheSecurityAdvocate.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.